Now, a doctrine around the church, there should be, and big thank you to Bev for our palm arrangement at the back there. No flowers noticed in Lent, but palms on the tables as well. But there should be 12 big palm leaves, and I need them brought to the front. I have made a record of where I've put them. If you can see a palm leaf, can you bring it? There should be 12. There are some at the back, and there's some in St. Catherine's up here, and some, just one each. That's the Phoenix. You've got one. Wonderful. Thank you. Bring them to the front. Right. Okay, one long line for me. One, two, three. If we don't get all 12, I've had it. Right, if you can stand on a long line, but don't bang yourself on the... There's one here. Grab that one. Wonderful. One behind the piano. Did you find that one? Yes, one on the chair through in St. Catherine's. Have you got that one? Wonderful. Two on the back one there. Right, now hold them up. How many have we got? I can't see, so you have to count for me. Have we got 12 yet? Carol's got one. 11. Anybody not got one yet? There's one behind here. I need somebody else to come and grab it. Who's going to be brave? Rick, thank you. You know, masking tape's a wonderful thing. It lasted overnight. Wonderful. Now, if you can hold up the palm leaves, everybody can see the palm leaves. And then on the back, there should be a letter. There are two words to make from this letter. Let's see if you can do it. They both begin with a W. A W. So if we have a... Yes, that's meant to be a W, not an M. It's a W. So we've got one W. Who's got another W? Right, so can you go at the end, Jasper? That's one. And one's got seven letters. And we've just been doing it. Begins with... There's only 11. Is there really only 11? There's only 11. Right, where? Let me think. The chair, we've got that one behind there, on there. There was one on there. There's one underneath the coffee. Yeah. And there's one where Fran's just walking past. Was there one in there? Yeah. Yes, hidden away. You all missed it. Hidden in the bookcase. He's crafty, aren't I? Great, James. If you could bring that up. So, we've just been doing what? Thank you. Can you make the word worship amongst yourselves? W-O-R-S-H-I-P. And the other one is what we do when there's something left over we don't want to eat anymore. It begins with W. It's waste. Brilliant. So I need a worship and I need a waste. While they're doing that and sorting out amongst themselves, can I have the pictures on the screen, please? That'd be great. Worship. There's the clue. That's how you spell it. And waste. I need a T down this end for waste. You've got a P. That's the end of worship. Wonderful. Worship. As they're mucking around here in front of me, I'm just going to carry on. What does it mean? Who do we worship? Who and what do others worship? Frieda said it. We worship God. Worship is all about showing someone what we think they are worth. Have they made it yet? Worship? So you waste. Right. Have they spelt it right? They have done. Wonderful. So just hold it up for me. That's brilliant. Worship and waste. Worship is about showing someone what they're worth. Mary gave up something precious and expensive to show Jesus how much she valued him. Remember when she poured oil on Jesus? The crowd, thank you, next picture, shouted praise, as we've done with that dramatic reading. If I was to say Romans, what do you do? So you remember things very well. The crowd shouted praise to Jesus, laid a path of coats and palm leaves because they felt Jesus was worthy of worship. But then, next picture, please. There was Judas. What a waste. That's 30 silver coins. His worship was misplaced, to say the least. The crowd's response is interesting, though, isn't it? Only a few days later, they shouted out, "Crucify him." Why the change? And I'm going to put in a bit of Holy Week, because a lot of people don't gather till next Sunday, and it's important we think of the whole week. Did they suddenly feel, much like Judas, that worshipping Jesus was a waste? No, they gave in to the pressure, didn't they, put on them. Faced with a crowd all doing one thing, they just went along with it. Next picture, please. Here's a picture. I wonder what you think going on there. Jesus, you see, calls us to be different. It wasn't long before this crowd expressed disgust at Jesus for eating. Not long before all this, eating at a tax collector's house. He was prepared to stand out in the crowd. Are you? Am I? Are we prepared to stand out for Jesus? Sometimes it's hard, isn't it, to move against the crowd, to stand out when everybody else is doing something totally different. Look what Jesus went on to suffer when he went against what everybody else wanted him to do. So what do we need to do, next picture please, to worship Jesus? You see, Jesus is really not bothered if we've had a bath, washed behind our ears, or wearing the jumper that Grandma bought for us. There are even more important things to life than making a cheesecake and peeling the potatoes. There's a danger that we end up rushing about with all the things that we think we need to do and miss God out. I won't ask you to put your hand up, but mine would go up straight away if this week you found yourself doing something like that. He wants us to come before him just as we are, to offer our worship to him in the way that's comfortable for us. It really doesn't matter what other people think. Worship can be a personal thing, although we're all together here. And it's certainly never a waste. Can you give my friends a big clap, please? Can you turn around and just show the palm leaves one last time? Thank you. You can go and sit down if you like and just plonk the palm leaves on the ground. That's wonderful. I'll clip them up in a minute. So as I put this next picture up, please, and we think back to Mary anointing Jesus' feet, would we pour expensive perfume on Jesus' sweaty feet and wipe them with our hair as she did? Or next picture, would we be prepared to give up all we have and follow Jesus? When it came to the crunch, thinking of Peter, another picture, image of Peter, would we speak out in a crowd? Or would we deny Jesus like Peter did? What do we mean to Jesus? And what does Jesus mean to us? God made us, God loves us, he knows us intimately. And we are worth so much to him. What is he worth to us on this Palm Sunday? As this last picture goes up and reminds us of Jesus the King, which Derek mentioned a few moments ago, what are we going to give? What are we going to give as a sign of our worship to the King?